Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on the home, we were talking about fairness, not always being right. It is not right to give that which God has given us to our grown-up children to spend on sin. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Fairness is not always right. For example, you have a child who is serving God and doing righteously. An adult child. Then you have another adult child that is drinking. They're away from God. They're not in church. Or they go to a church that its doctrine is not right or its practice is not right. But you do not help that child, that adult child, to continue in their rebellion. Don't buy their beer after you are dead. Some parents will help a child with electric that's away from God, pay electric, or help them pay a monthly rental bill. And what does that do? That allows that child to use the money they should have had for electric or rent or a car payment or an insurance payment, and it allows them now to use that money to buy more alcohol or to do their ungodly things. You see, separation is true whether an adult is your child or not. I wonder how many godly parents who use their money as God would have them to do have left it to children who are not right with God, and that godly parents' inheritance is spent on the lust of the flesh. Now, you might be listening to this broadcast. You say, preacher, are you saying that if I've got a child away from God and they're drinking or they're not right, that, and I've got a will, and let's just say that I'm leaving them a sum of money, that it would be best not to leave them that sum of money? My friend, that's exactly what I'm saying. God gave you the ability and the opportunity to save that money. And my friend, you're still accountable to how you use what God has given you. You say, but boy, if I did that, my children would not think well of me after I'm gone. And that may be true on earth, but when we're in our eternal home, they'll think less of you for eternity for not doing right. Let us imagine you have a child that's in a wrong church. Their doctrine's wrong. They've gone with the contemporary music and so forth of that nature and contemporary worship. And just think, you leave a sum of money and then they use that money to help that church. And before God, you've got to explain why you gave that money. See, how you divide up your money even after your death is important. Now, you have a godly child. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with leaving them an inheritance and knowing that they will use it rightly, whether it's for their own needs or what have you, or in their church. But at least it's going in a right direction. Now, it wouldn't hurt in your will to say, I'm leaving this for this child. They've continued on this road. They've done this. They've done what's right. This child, I love them with all my heart, but I cannot allow the money God has entrusted to me, to them, to be used in any way that would go against the will of God. Now, my friend, I'm not giving you my opinion. These are biblical principles. Listen to these verses. Psalms chapter 16, verses 5 through 7. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. other words, God blesses you with what you accumulate. He is the portion of your inheritance. What you have, what you've inherited, comes from Him. And then Psalm 16:6, the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Let me ask you something. Is goodly referring to the material or the spiritual? Well, of course, to the spiritual. The best inheritance that you leave to your child is not money. It's not land. It is a spiritual heritage. Then verse 7 of Psalm 16 says, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. Where does the counsel of the Lord come from? His word, not from materialism. He says, my reins also instruct me in the night seasons. So my friend, understand that this is a biblical principle. And this is showing us the difference between right and wrong. Psalms chapter 119, verse 11. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Now, what is the inheritance? Well, we read in Psalms 119, verse 111, it is the testimonies of the Lord. Luke chapter 12, verse 21, so is he that, now listen to this next phrase, layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Wow. He's telling you to lay up your treasure for God. In 1 Timothy 6, verses 17 through 19. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, they be rich in good works. What kind of works? Good works. Ready to distribute, ready to communicate. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come. Speaking of eternity, they may lay hold on eternal life. Now again, he's telling people that the use, and especially in this case, rich people, the use of their monies even after their death. Jesus addressed that in Luke chapter 12. We've just read that in the Old Testament as well. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 2, we read this. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causes shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. Doesn't that just tell you by context? You have a son that brings shame, that lives in sin, that lives away from God's word, and is not walking according to his word, that maybe that inheritance should go to another direction. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20 and 21. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Now just think, the inheritance that you leave for a child that is like that is not blessed of God. And so you actually work against the will of God when you leave that kind of an inheritance to that kind of a person. What you leave is not blessed. You see, Satan is trying to make your house fall. Don't help him make it fall. And so, my friend, sometimes, even in the home, there has to be separation. Do you realize that Abraham was in a comfortable situation, living in his own country, among his own kin, and God called him out? Now, sometimes it's easy for us to leave a situation that's not our home, that's not a place where we have grown comfortable. But when you're in a comfortable situation, sometimes God has to call you out in order to use you because you have grown comfortable and accustomed and really indifferent to the sin of those about you. Abraham's family were idol worshipers. And so he was called out from that. nephew Lot went with him, and Lot was a saved man. But because his heart wasn't right, God even had to separate Abraham and Lot. And so sometimes it even happens with your own children, just like God had to separate Abraham and Ishmael. So having seen that a house divided will fall, and that is a biblical principle, I think that we need to go on to the next biblical principle, and that is this. A house guided will stand. Now make sure you stand on the side of Christ and His Word, and let His Word guide you. Now, guide your home spiritually. As parents, work together with God. Keep your home from unholy associations. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 says, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." Evil communications, or in other words, evil associations corrupt good manners or morals. Now, do not capitulate to the culture. Those who refuse to separate from the world system will be corrupted by it. Evil communications corrupt good manners. A lack of separation will lead to eventual conformity with the world. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22 says, "Abstain from all appearance of evil." Now, how much evil, even the appearance of it, are we to abstain from? All. Wouldn't that not include on television, MTV, VH1, and things of like nature? We don't like to admit it, but actually, that is the truth of the matter. Now, again, if you're a single parent, you still have responsibility to guide your home. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, we see a living principle for the home. It says, "Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." In other words, flee that which stirs up youthful lust. There are bad influences which become temptations to the home. I can remember as a teenager, as a young child, and I went from kindergarten through high school in a public school. Now, in those days, in the 50s and 60s, we didn't have many Christian schools like we do today. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, "May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.